Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord from all whom blessings flow. I just thank God for all of you that have dialed into the show this evening. You have dialed into Ministry Impossible with your host, Minister Sharon Rambles. Ministry Impossible is based on the scripture found in Luke 18 and the 27th verse. And in that verse, Jesus says that things which are impossible with men are possible with God. So our theme for the show is there is nothing too hard for God. Our mission is to empower and encourage God's people with the word of God. And so you can dial into our broadcast every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday of each month from the times of 6:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock. So our next show dates are Saturday, August the 24th, and Thursday, September the 12th. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will and I shall, I must be glad in it. So no matter what may come your way, you have to have a made-up mind, a purpose-filled mind to rejoice and be glad. Because despite what it may look like, even despite what it might even feel like, God has been good to you. We always start to show off with prayer because the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. It also says that men are to always pray and not faint. Prayer is a weapon, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. When we pray, I believe God listens. And when we listen, I believe God speaks. And when we believe, I know that God works. May we pray. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for being better to us than we've been to ourselves. We thank you for your peace and your power and your protection. We thank you that we don't have to live under condemnation and the clouds of threats and the giants in our lives, giants of sickness, giants of lack and loneliness, the giants of oppression and depression. You have created us to be giant slayers, so we shall no longer be bound. And thank God we are free, free to live and free to love in the purpose and power in which you created us for. Lord, we ask that you will continue to bless and encourage those families that are still suffering the effects of a mass shooting in El Paso and in Dayton, Ohio. Lord, in the streets of this nation, we ask that you will bless all those who have suffered loss of a loved one. Lord, wrap your arms of comfort around them. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so this evening, I come to tell you that Jesus is real. So no matter where you are tonight, you might be riding along in your car. You might be listening from your home. You might even be listening from a hospital room. Someone could be in a convalescent home or even behind prison bars. But wherever you are tonight, Jesus is real. And he will save you if you just reach out and touch him by faith. For there is no other name given under the heavens where by men can be saved. But at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. And that he is King of kings and Lord of lords. And so, amen. So tonight there is a word from the Lord tonight. And it's found in Genesis 22, verses 1 through 13. Genesis 22, verses 1 through 13. It should be easy to find in your Bibles. Thank God for this preaching moment. Thank God for this opportunity to share your word, his word with his people. Thank God for the executive producer, Brother James Brown, sharing this platform. And for my shepherd, Bishop James Jennings, greatest shield of faith family. So grateful tonight to be a part. So once again, the text for tonight is coming from Genesis 22, verses 1 through 13. And it reads, sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. Abraham, God called. Yes, he replied. Here am I. Take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go down to the land of Moriah. Go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I will show you. Next morning, Abraham got up early, saddled his donkey, and took two of his servants with him, along with his son Isaac. Then he chopped wood for a fire for a burnt offering and set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day of the journey, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. Stay here with the donkey, Abraham told the servants. The boy and I will travel a little further. We will worship there, and then we will come back. So Abraham placed the wood for the burnt offering on Isaac's shoulders, while he himself carried the fire and the knife. And the two of them walked on together. Isaac turned to Abraham and said, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied. We have the fire and the wood, the boy said, but where is the sheep for the burnt offering? Verse 8 says, God will provide a sheep for the burnt offering, my son. Abraham answered, and they both walked on together. When they arrived at the place where God had told them to go, Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood on. Then he tied his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham picked up the knife to kill his son as a sacrifice. At that moment, angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Yes, Abraham replied, here am I. Don't lay a hand on the boy, the angel said. Do not hurt him in any way, for now I know that you truly fear God. You have not withheld from me even your son, your only son. Then Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught by its horns in a thicket. So he took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering in place of his son. The word of God is blessed. The grass wither and the flower fades, but the word of God will stand forever. And I would like for our time today to discuss carrying life's burdens. So here in our text we read that God is testing Abraham. He's testing Abraham's faith. So God had given him Isaac, whom he loved dearly, who was a promise kept by God. God told Abraham to give him up, sacrifice the very thing that he asked God for. The thing that he waited 25 5 years for. You see, Abraham was 75 years old when God made him the promise that he would be the father of many nations. Until 25 years later, Isaac was born. Abraham was 100 years old. So God tested Abraham to see if he still was his number one. He tested Abraham to see if he still feared the Lord, if he still loved the Lord, if the Lord was still his first love. See, God was interested in knowing if the father of faith had started to fall off. He wanted to know if he started to love the blessings more than the blesser. And so in many times, we fall victim and fall prey because we start worshiping. God told us that he's a jealous God. So we have to be careful, people of God, that we don't fall prey and fall victim of being guilty of worshiping and praising the blessing and forget about who it was that in fact blessed us with. So we know that you prayed to God for that job, and prayed to God for that family, you know, but don't let that come between you and God, those things, because the Bible tells us that God is a jealous God. And so from time to time, just like Abraham, God would test us. God would test us to make sure that our priorities are straight, that we have all our ducks in a row. And so as we look at our text tonight, I would like to submit that although God was testing Abraham, his son Isaac was also being tested. And so traditionally, this text is focusing on Abraham. But as I read this text, what stuck out to me was Isaac also was being tested. So let's think about Isaac was carrying wood to a sacrifice. Without a sacrifice, when he got to the mountain, his daddy told him to lead a servant, told the servant to wait. And so think about it from Isaac's perspective. It was him, his father. His father with a knife and the wood. And so this is where I want to park and wrestle with the text a little bit this evening for our time. And so the one that was carrying some things that he was told to carry but it's just not making sense to him. I wonder, have you been there where things are just not adding up? Isaac was told to carry some things and as he thought about it, it just didn't add up. I know that there are some Isaacs that are listening to me this evening. You've been told to just carry some stuff that just don't make sense. You've been told to carry that pain and trauma from your childhood. You've been told to carry the effects of a broken relationship or the effects of an absentee parent. You've been told to carry the sting that came from the death of a loved one. And so you've been told to just carry it. And so like Isaac, you've been carrying some things even though you can't make sense of it. Even though what you're carrying has the potential and will and has caused you hurt and pain, you continue to carry it. And so you find yourself in a place where you're carrying life's burdens. And so that's where we like to start. So that's where I'd like to park for a minute and So the text says in verse 7, Isaac turned to Abraham and said, Father. Yes, my son, Abraham replied, we have the fire and the wood, but where is the sheep for the offering? And so just like here, you like Isaac, you're trying to find the rhyme and the reason. You're seeking to understand. You want to know flat out, why I'm the one that's carrying this stuff. I'd like to submit to you that you are carrying this stuff because, like Isaac, you are a child of promise. You see, somebody prayed for you. They had you on their mind. They took the time and prayed for you. And so then you are the heir of Abraham. And as a result, God has promised some things. And you are privy to certain benefits. And you have access to the covenant between Abraham and God. And see, God promised to protect and to provide and to be the source and strength for Abraham. And so, just a few minutes. I know time is getting away, but while carrying life's burdens, let's look at our text to see how can we be helped. So the first point I'd like to pull out from the text is that it's found right in verse 8. Verse 8 says, when Isaac asked Abraham where was the sacrifice, Abraham replied, God will provide. So that's the first point I'd like to pull out from our text, is that when you find yourself in a place where you're carrying life's burdens and the burdens seem to weigh you down, they seem a little heavy, they seem to get the best of you, just remember you're not in it alone, and that you have a promise that he'll never put more on you than you're able to bear. And so it's simply you have to remember that it's simply and it's only a test. And so God is positioning us. A lot of times he needs to position us and put us in our place, a place so he can protect us and provide for us. And so that's one of the requirements for the covenant, is obedience to him. And so if we want access to those promises, to the covenant, we must be obedient and keep the right perspective, the right posture. Because our text tonight tells us in verse 8 that God will provide. And so the father of faith, he had enough experience with God. Just like you, he knew that if he did it before, he would do it again. And so he didn't quite understand, and Isaac didn't quite understand. And so just like you, these things we carry, and we don't quite understand why we must go through, why we must get treated the way we being treated. But in the midst of it all, and through it all, we must hold on to the fact that God will, and that God can. Not only that he will, but God can. And so even through the threats and through all of the schemes and plotting of the enemy, you know that you serve a God that's able, that's more than able. And so tonight I'd just like to remind you that God will provide. And so the second thing I'd like to pull out from the text is that it's found right in verse 11. And so after Abraham prepared, did the hard thing, he laid his son on the altar, was preparing to sacrifice his only son at that moment. Verse 11 says, at that moment the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. And it says, don't lay your hand on the boy, do not hurt him. And so the next point is that God will show up. And so I know you might be facing some things, you might be going down some roads that you never been down, experiencing things that you never had to experience before in life. But if you just be obedient, stay in his word, even though Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And so even though it might be dark and dim now, God has given us a promise, and here in our text we see that he will show up. And so that's the testimony of many of our grandparents and grandfathers and mothers and aunts and uncles, that when they too were facing things, going through things, and God has showed himself mighty in many of our lives, that when we're faced with situation and things that we're seeing like there is no way out, when it seems like there's no way through, God shows up. Because the word says that he is the way, the truth, and the light. And so, and I know many of your testimony is he may not come when you want him, but he's an on-time God. And so when you find yourself dealing with the burdens of life, you have to remember that God sees, he knows just what you're going through. He knows what you're dealing with him. And so you have to remind yourself that it's only a test, that God loves you, he cares for you, and wants what's best for us. And so you have to remind yourself that God will show up. And so what I heard to my last point is, last thing, that while you're dealing with life and you're carrying life's burdens, verse 13 shows us that God will flip the script. And so verse 13 says that Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught by the horns in a thicket. So he took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering in place of his son. And so I don't know about you, but that's good news tonight. That the Bible says that he'll give you joy for your sorrow. And that trouble don't last always. And that it's only a matter of time that he will show up. It's only a matter of time that he will show up on your behalf. And so God has a way of flipping the script. Because the word says that in your weakness is when you're strong. When you're weak, then I am strong. Yeah, that's God flipping the script. And so I'm so glad that God still has power. He has power to change your burdens into blessings. I'm so glad that he has power. And God still flips scripts. He can flip your hurting into healing. I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it. He'll have you turning your problems into praise. That's the kind of God we serve. And so tonight I want to encourage you, my brother, my sister, that while carrying life's burdens, and I'm not going to tell you that the burdens are not real. Yeah, we're dealing with some real stuff. But I'm so glad that we're not in it alone. And so we know and we serve a man by the name of Jesus that knows about carrying life's burdens. Because one Friday, he carried life's burdens. Isaac wasn't the only one that carried wood to a sacrifice. One Friday, Jesus carried an old wooden, old rugged cross to a hill called Calvary. He carried life's burdens up to that hill and put life's burdens on his shoulder. Took our sins and exchanged our sins for righteousness. He took it upon him and he died. He suffered, bled and died, and was buried in a borrowed tomb. We wouldn't have no hope if that was the end of the story. But early Sunday morning, he rose with all power in his hand, and he still has power to provide. He still has power to protect us. And so tonight, my brothers and sisters, while you're dealing with life burdens and you're dealing with the challenges and the changes of life, I want you to remember that God provides. God can and God will provide. God bless you tonight.